Hello, dear parents, and welcome to our episode where we're diving into a topic that concerns many of parents. What do we do when our children start using inappropriate language, swearing, or acting disrespectfully? My name is Susan, and I'll be your narrator on behalf of Efrat Hazaz, the co-founder and chief of parenting programs at the Makes Kids Happier Center. Before we dive in, let's structure our conversation around two key age categories: young children and teenagers. Now, let's tackle a pressing question. How should we respond when our children begin using inappropriate language, swearing, or exhibiting disrespectful behavior? When it comes to young children, often around the age of 4, they begin to be exposed to language that may not be suitable for their age. This exposure can come from various sources such as older siblings, friends, and unfortunately, sometimes from their parents. It's crucial to remember that our children are like sponges, absorbing everything they hear. If we use inappropriate language at home, they're likely to pick it up. But let's circle back to this point a bit later. It's critical to understand that, most of the time, young children are not aware of the meanings of the words they're using. They might use these words playfully, in a bid to be funny, or sometimes to provoke a reaction. In their innocent minds, these words are just part of their growing vocabulary, without any negative connotations attached. When we hear our children using such language, our first instinct might be to immediately stop them and express our anger. However, is this really the best approach? The answer might surprise you. Not like that. Why not? Here's the reason. The moment we react at the time of utterance, the child perceives it as attention-grabbing. We all know that what children crave the most is our attention, even if it's negative. In doing so, we're teaching them that using these words is an effective method to get our attention. So, what should we do instead? We recommend addressing the issue later during a calm moment. Choose a time when the child is receptive and willing to understand the value you want to instill in them. Explain to them calmly and clearly that using unpleasant words can hurt others' feelings, which is something we never want to do. Please note, it's important to communicate this value without blaming the child. However, this conversation should be followed by an appropriate response. For example, if a young child uses an inappropriate word without comprehending its meaning, and after you've had your calm explanatory talk, ignore the next instance when the word is used. Later, during a shared quality time, try to understand why they're using these words. Your children might tell you things you'd never expect. They might have heard the word somewhere and saw people laughing, so they wanted to be funny. They might even share their innocent interpretations of what the word means. These moments can actually be amusing for both of you, providing an opportunity to correct them and explain how certain words might hurt others. Keep reinforcing the lessons gently until the usage of these inappropriate words diminishes. With younger children, a demonstration can help them grasp the impact of their words. Play with their favorite figures, each of you taking parts. This can help your child understand how it feels when someone uses unkind words, and you can model how to resolve the situation. After teaching them this value, in real-life situations, it's important for them to realize that inappropriate language won't garner attention. This understanding can break the cycle of its repeated use, especially if they've been told to stop before without understanding why. Telling them, "It's not acceptable to talk like this to me or any person because it's hurtful," may not always be enough. They need to see and feel the impact of their words. Acting visibly affected or showing that their words have genuinely hurt you can be a powerful lesson. It's about letting them witness firsthand how such language can insult or cause pain to others, reinforcing why it's important to choose words carefully. Now let's dive into the second aid group, the teenagers. The teenage years can be challenging. They are a time of exploration, pushing boundaries, and testing reactions. When it comes to inappropriate language, teenagers are more aware of the meanings of these words. Some may use explicit language, testing their environment's reactions, much like I did in my own adolescent years. I remember the first time I plucked up the courage to swear. I was in the third grade during a volleyball game. The idea was both scary and exciting. I wanted to test the waters, see what it would do, and how my environment would react. It's important to understand that this is a common phase for many children, sometimes driven by a desire to appear cool or due to the extensive usage of these words in their surroundings. Either way, it calls for a conversation, using the same principles I explained earlier. But what happens when a teenager uses hurtful language intentionally? This is a different scenario and requires a slightly different approach. Again, it's crucial to have this conversation not in real time, but when everyone is calm. In this conversation, I explain how I feel when they use unkind words towards me. I express my hurt sincerely and let them know that when someone or something hurts me, I need time to myself, time to create some distance. The key here is to prepare them for the consequences of their actions. For teenagers, the approach is a bit more subtle. There's no need for a demonstration. A simple statement will suffice. I'm very hurt. I need some time for myself. This clear expression of your feelings can be a powerful teaching tool. Allow me to share a story involving my son that beautifully illustrates this. We were in the car, on a sunny day, the sunlight illuminating my face, and I put on my glasses to read something. Very naturally, my son said to me, "Mommy, you look old." I was taken aback and quite hurt. Even though I didn't want to upset him, my personal feelings about aging made it impossible to hide my emotions. And tears welled up in my eyes. I tried to conceal them but failed. When he saw my reaction, he immediately started crying, realizing he might have hurt me. Once we had both calmed down, I took the opportunity to explain the impact of his words, not just on me, but on people of any age. It was a heartfelt moment I believe he'll remember forever. Through my genuine reaction, a significant lesson was imparted. In most cases, children don't mean to hurt us with their words. Unless there are more serious problems that might need professional help, knowing their words hurt us will often be enough to make them stop using disrespectful language. It's essential to lead by example, to strive to refrain from using inappropriate words at home, at least not around them or in their vicinity. Because if children see their parents using such language, they will naturally adopt it and think it's acceptable, even if we tell them it's not. They might end up confused and hence may not respond to your request. In summary, the three key points to remember are: first, resist the temptation to react in anger when you hear inappropriate language from your children. The heat of the moment isn't the right time to address it. Second, show your children when their words hurt you. Don't hide your emotions. Instead, let them see the impact of their language. And finally, take the time to sit down with your children during a calm moment. Explain the values behind your reactions and your expectations. Let them know how you will react if they continue to use such language. Illustrate these lessons with personal examples. In doing so, we're not just addressing the issue of inappropriate language, but we're also teaching them empathy, respect, and communication, invaluable life skills. And on this note, I wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, we shape our children's worlds, and through them, the future. For more like this, visit our parent space on the MKH site. Together, we'll keep sharing, learning, and growing in our parenting journey by making your kids happier.